have a serious impact on public health. And given what's happened with some states, they're pushing to make vaccines more accessible. In Florida, they're moving to remove vaccine mandates. So we may just be looking at a patchwork of states with different, you know, protocols, different policies.
That's the right word, I think, a patchwork. And it's a fractured approach that we really haven't seen right now in this country before. And unfortunately, we are seeing exactly that. Florida sort of stepping backwards with their mandates, the Northwest and the Northeast forming alliances. But the reality is, Michael, vaccines don't know borders. Mm-hmm. They don't know the difference between Texas and Washington. And even though you're vaccinated, it's not perfect. So you can still get sick. So, you know, it's going to be a tough situation. We may see the rise of groups like the Vaccine Integrity Program that's now coming out of Minnesota to kind of fill in these gaps in the science, because people feel lost now for where to turn.
I can't help but follow the money here. And you have to wonder if the removal of a mandate potentially takes the insurance companies off the hook for reimbursements here.
There's absolutely going to be ripple effects, Rebecca. We have a signal that private insurance companies for now will continue to cover, but the big concern is around Medicare, Medicaid, vaccines, the vaccine fund for children. Those who are getting free vaccines, what will happen to their coverage for vaccinations?
You know, you talked about gaps in the science, but the basic science about vaccines is pretty clear, right? Vaccines are safe, they are effective, they should be used by kids.
George, the science has not changed. The science doesn't change. What changes is how we interpret it, our policy. The science has not changed.